Excuse me, my little girl is playing on the swings over there, and this looks like a great spot to keep an eye on her. Mind if I join you on this bench? Thank you. Oh, no need to put your newspaper away. You can keep on pretending to read. Don't look so shocked. 3 straight Saturdays on the same park bench. A middle-aged man by himself, peeking over the top of his newspaper while the little girls play nearby, keeping his lap concealed. Trust me, a mother notices these kinds of things. Honestly, I'm flattered. Naturally, I think my daughter is pretty. But it's nice to see it confirmed by a stranger. A child lover. The nice kind. Not the kind who wants to hurt anyone. I just wanted you to know that I appreciate that you like looking at her. Just looking. It must be a struggle, though, given the way I've been dressing her. The sundresses. The tiny white panties. All the bare skin that gets revealed when she climbs or slides. I thought you might appreciate it. And now that I'm on this side of your newspaper, I can see that you really do. Don't worry, keep the newspaper steady. It'll keep your lap concealed while I just... reach in, and there you are. Isn't that more comfortable? A little pre-cum already, hmm? Oh, I like that. It makes it so much easier to stroke. No, no, don't look down. Keep your eyes on my sexy little 7-year-old climbing on the jungle gym. She's got the softest skin, you know. Can you imagine what it'd be like to touch her? Her chest, hips, the back of her thighs, the soft furrow just beneath those crisp white panties. Or maybe you're thinking about her sweet mouth. Believe me, her lips are so soft. When she gives me a goodnight kiss, they feel like delicate little rose petals on my cheek. Can you imagine how they would feel if those lips were wrapped around your cock right now, instead of my hand? Tiny chirps of effort and pleasure escaping her throat as you move your hips. Her adoring eyes gazing up at you, eager to show you how much a good girl she can be. Oh, I guess you like that idea, hmm? Seems we messed up your newspaper a bit. Well, I should be getting her home now. I just wanted to make sure you knew that I appreciate a pedophile who only looks and doesn't touch. And I wanted to reward you for your good behavior. I'm glad we got to chat. Rachel and I will be back next Saturday. Have a good weekend, Mr. Pedophile Stranger.